This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And summer's coming.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff going on. And I hear there's something really special going on the South Side.
Yes, and we have in studio with us Dr. Kathy Phipps. She is the founder and artistic director of Agape Performing Arts Company. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you so much.
Now, this is actually a ministry of Our Lady of Greenwood. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you're the founder. Tell us about the ministry and how it got started.
Well, I've always loved theater and producing shows with youth.
Okay.
And a couple years ago, I approached Father Mike at Our Lady of Greenwood and asked if they would be interested in me starting a ministry at OLG. And the leadership at OLG has been extremely supportive and very kind, and it's just been a real blessing to be able to bring a theater ministry to Our Lady of Greenwood.
Well, I am not familiar with anything similar to what you're doing. Where did you get this idea to make this into like a church ministry?
Well, I think that there are so many young people who can use a group like Agape.
Uh-huh.
I think there are so many other places for young people to have a niche. It mm-hmm. may be in marching band or in athletics, but some people just don't fit into those groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted there to be a safe place where young people would be respected and their creativity could flourish. And I've seen the community that we're able to build in theater fits very beautifully under the umbrella of the community of the church.
Absolutely. And I just think of my own experience, and I didn't think about this until just now. You know, I was in various productions, Oklahoma, West Side Story, a whole bunch of other ones. And you really have a special bond with your cast.
It's true.
And if you can bring in a faith dimension to that, I cannot only imagine how exciting that is and just what a bond you would have, because you would already have that bond.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. Have you always been in theater or mm-hmm. music? Talk about that.
I've always been in theater and music. My mother was an actress and a singer, and so she took us to see plays when we were little and taught us to sing. She played the piano. So I was involved in theater from the time I was small.
Mm-hmm.
I majored in theater in college, and then I got a master's degree in theater at Illinois State University, and I got a doctorate degree in theater as well at Michigan State.
Wow. So now, did you grow up Catholic yourself?
Are you Catholic? I did not.
Okay.
I converted to Catholicism in the year 2000.
Woohoo! Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's really great. You know, we have lots of stories of different people coming to us for Faith in Action, and you know, some have the conversion experience,
mm-hmm.
and some of the converts are the best Catholics, and then you have people that have been Catholic their whole life, like Kent and I, right? And we're just chugging along here, right? So, what is the target group of the Agape Performing Arts, and could you give us a little history of how you got that started?
Yes, we started 2 years ago with a production of Into the Woods Junior. And we've done many shows since then. It depends on the show for the target age range.
Okay, that makes sense.
For example, right now we're doing Oliver, and the youngest performers are 8. And it's a community theater production. We're just really excited about bringing musical theater, community theater, to the South Side. So there'll be youth, teens, and adults, all in the same cast.
So where did you get this idea to do this? How did you come up with doing this in terms of like a ministry, you know, combining your faith and mm-hmm. and your passion for theater?
Mm-hmm. My husband and I came from the Chicago area, and I worked with CYT, the Christian Youth Theater, in Illinois and here in the Indianapolis area. And we just needed something on the South Side
mm-hmm.
where we could combine our faith and our performing arts interests.
What a great idea. I mean, I've been a reporter for a long time, and I'm not familiar with any church, parish that has anything like this. So where do you perform? I mean, where's your space? Can you kind of, I haven't been to Our Lady of Greenwood in a while. I know it's a great venue. Mm-hmm. Where do you perform and where do you practice?
We did our first two shows in the Madonna Hall at Our Lady of Greenwood, which is just a lovely location. We also performed at Roncalli High School. And most recently, we've been at the Knights of Columbus McGowan Hall
okay.
on 13th Street.
Okay, so you have a couple different places where mm-hmm. you can perform. Okay, so if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Dr. Kathy Phipps. She's the founder and artistic director of Agape Performing Arts Company, which is a ministry of Our Lady of Greenwood. So let's talk about some of the shows that you have put on. I know you've put on quite a few. What are the ones that you've had so far?
We started with Into the Woods Junior.
And talk about that. What is that about? I think I've heard about the book. Did it come from a book or is it something completely different?
Well, it was a Broadway musical,
okay.
and then it was done as a movie. And it intertwines Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel's story, and Cinderella.
Okay.
And the baker and his wife.
Okay.
And it has beautiful, beautiful, very difficult music. I think one of the things that is unique with Agape is that we really work diligently on training our singers. And we've chosen some shows with challenging music and difficult harmony, and the young people are extraordinarily talented who work with us, and they've really risen to the mark. It's been quite exciting.
And then did you say you've had Oliver?
We're doing Oliver.
Oh, you're doing Oliver. You're
We're
starting
doing
Oliver okay.
right now. We're in the midst of auditions right now, so by the time this is aired, we will be in the midst of rehearsal.
Okay, and then what else have you done? What was the one that you just did? Something about the pirates of something?
We did Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance, and it was so much fun.
And what was the plot line of that?
You know what? It's just...
Is there a plot line?
It's absolute silliness. It's a Gilbert and Sullivan farce where there are some young men who, after college, didn't want to go to London and be a part of typical society, so they got a boat and just went up and down the coast of Cornwall and pretended to be pirates. And it's very silly. They find some maidens that they want to marry, and they're going to take them off to marry them, but the father doesn't want them to marry pirates. It's all very silly, good fun. And it was just so delightful to hear. There were five-year-olds just guffawing with laughter, as well as, you know, people of all ages just having a really good laugh.
Well, you know, you have a good performance when you can reach a large audience in terms of generations, you know, from young to old, and they all are laughing at maybe
exactly.
different things and getting the humor. So I want to go back to kind of the beginning where on your webpage you have something that Agape and amateur. What are the roots of those and how is that connected to mm-hmm. Agape shows?
Well, I felt like the Lord really put the name Agape on my heart. Agape being the sacrificial kind of love that God shows to us, the purest type of love. And for anyone who's been involved in a theater production before, you know that a great deal of sacrifice goes into a production. It's a
no doubt.
Huge amount of work, from the scenery and the costumes and the props to learning the music and the dances. And I just felt that that God would really be honored if we named the group Agape, meaning sacrificial love.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk with the kids about really trying to embody that in our relationships with each other and... Also, I think in the shows that we choose, we really try and choose shows that have a good message. Now, Pirates of Penzance was just meant to be good, clean fun
mm-hmm.
because last spring we had done Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
And Les Miserables really embodies the theme of the grace of God and redemption.
I didn't know that.
And so that's why we chose Les Mis. Father Mike at Our Lady of Greenwood, that was his favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wanted us to do Les Mis. And that was our third show with a new group. And I thought, that's not a typical undertaking for a new group. But
yeah.
he loved that show, and he felt passionately about it. And I thought, I want to do this for Father Mike. And God gave us the cast that we needed, and the grace, and the finances. And it was just a beautiful experience for all of us. Going back to the word amateur, because on our website it talks about agape and amateur. Mm-hmm. Amateur has the root of love. And so the understanding of like amateur is that someone does it for love rather than for pay. So I'll always tell our cast, you know, we are amateur theater. You know, the kids aren't getting paid, but it's really an accolade, I think, for them to be called amateurs because they're doing their craft out of love.
What a great analogy of that. And I mean, I learned so much when I do the show. I really love it myself. I love it myself. So what kind of talent do you need? And do you use the same singers or the same, you know, actors or actresses in the company? I mean, how does that work exactly for show to show? Mm-hmm. And I know that we have some summer programs we're going to talk about too. In fact, do we need to take a quick break right now?
Probably be a good time. Let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll be back with more of Faith in Action right after this.
My 7-year-old girl asked me recently, "Daddy, why does the devil hate us?" I thought of the simplest answer I could give. Because he hates God and we look like God. Her face lit up. "Wow, we look like God?" And as she said those words, I realized, whoa, we look like God. Look, we're made in the image and likeness of God. How many times have I heard that or said it? But seeing that reality through the eyes of my child reminded me just how profound it is. When Adam first laid eyes on another human being, her deep, intelligent eyes, walking upright with gentle grace and a dignity that said, "I'm master over all this creation." And he may have been tempted to bow down and worship. As the psalmist said, "You've made us little less than a god." You've probably been amazed at mountains, oceans, and stars, but what about you? Stop for a minute today and marvel at the wonder of you. I'm sure God does. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Start your weekend off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Join James Littleton for Forming Faithful Families at 9, followed by the pro-life message of I Choose Life at 9:30. Then enjoy today's music with a Catholic message at 10 on Catholic Jukebox Indiana. At 11 o'clock, we'll share an hour of Catholic thought and philosophy on the Catholic Cave. And at noon, it's time to grab a bite, sit back, and enjoy some food for thought with 2 episodes of Faith in Action. That's the Saturday morning lineup from your source for 100% Catholic programming, Catholic Radio Indy.
It makes me feel good. It makes me a joyful person.
Through you guys and the work that God does through you, it's brought joy to the people that I'm around because I'm a different person because of you guys.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Yes, yes, I am a Major General! I am the very model of a modern Major General. I've information vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the flight historical. From Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted with matters mathematical. I understand equations both simple and quadratical. About my numeral theory, I'm acting.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here in the studio with my guest, Dr. Kathy Phipps. She is the founder and artistic director of a very cool group called Agape Performing Arts Company, which is a ministry of Our Lady of the Greenwood. So how do you get your actors, actresses? Do you use the same youth?
Well, we put the word out on social media about our auditions, and of course we let everyone at Our Lady of the Greenwood know in the bulletins about when the auditions are. And it's just been such a blessing that we've drawn people in from the whole Indianapolis area. For example, in Pirates of Penzance, our most recent show, we had young people from 8 different parishes.
That is awesome.
And it was really exciting. We had one young woman come all the way from near Muncie. We've had people come from Martinsville, from Avon,
So all over.
All over.
I know I had seen how I found out about your ministry was through the Criterion, the Catholic paper, and I thought, wow, that looks really interesting. So is that where, I mean, obviously you're using social media and, you know, the Criterion to promote what you're doing?
And word of mouth, it's been very rewarding that people who have done an Agape show will tell their friends about it. And then friends and friends of friends will come and audition.
So amateur, how, what kind of skill level and what age do you have to be, or what age can you be to audition?
Well, the ages, again, depends on the show. We just did Pirates of Penzance with 13 to 20-year-olds.
Okay.
Because the music was so extremely difficult.
Sure.
But when it comes to the level of talent, we're very clear that we don't want to be a theater conservatory sort of program where we're pushing for excellence at the expense of relationships and kindness and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So we have young people of all skill levels that we welcome into our show. So people don't have to think, oh my gosh, I have to have studied voice or taken dance classes to audition. That's simply not the case.
So come with a willing heart, right?
Exactly.
And so do you have to be able to sing? Do you have to have had some experience dancing? I mean, what level of skill? What if you've never danced before and you wanna be in a show?
Exactly.
And does everybody dance?
Not everybody dances.
Okay. So if you say, I absolutely cannot dance, that...
In Les Miserables, there was really no dancing at all, aside from waltzing at the wedding. And I'm not a dancer. Not everybody's a dancer.
Sure.
So some people prefer to sing. And if people can carry a tune and want to join us, I encourage them to audition.
So now what's involved in putting on a production like this? You mentioned a couple different things. I mean, do you have to get choreographers talk about all that?
We gather an artistic team together because any theater production has to be cooperative. So I've been the directors of the shows, and then I'll have an assistant director, a musical director, a choreographer.
And then are those different people per show?
Typically, although some people will carry from one show to another. For example, April.
And do you audition for those positions too?
Well, at this point.
I'm just curious.
At this point, since I've been directing the shows, I'll just ask people, would you like to be the music director? Would you like to do choreography for this show? And then we also have a management team who works with the behind-the-scenes elements.
Including the scene creation, right?
Exactly. And I think one thing that makes Agape special is that the parents are an integral part of the process. The parents make the scenery, build the props, make the costumes, get sponsors for the shows. And it's a beautiful thing to see parents and young people doing something special together and making memories together.
Yeah, because they actually can be doing this together.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, other ministries, like sports ministries, potentially, you know, if you're coaching the team, and then you really get to spend more time with them. So talk a little bit about the faith dimension of it, and you touched on that a little bit. How is this a Catholic ministry, and how are you helping people kind of integrate their faith or be examples of faith within learning these arts? Because art is so God.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. I think one of the things that really encouraged
me. That makes sense, you know?
Oh, it makes complete sense, because our dear Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, many people may not know that he was an actor before he became a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he did theater in the underground in Poland. And he wrote encouraging artists to bring their faith into the arts.
Yes.
To make theater an important part in music, in architecture, just to devote what we're doing to God. So I think it's natural that that a church should embrace the arts.
Absolutely. And if you think of, I go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and we just our church has been renovated, and I think a lot of the churches that were built, you know, maybe in the 50s to 70s, they kind of had a different type of architecture, which was more stark.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, the older churches are much more ornate and, you know, right. Gothic ceilings mm-hmm. and all that. And I think Father Richard, you know, our pastor really, you know, we had some mosaics put in, and it really looks much more traditional, and mm-hmm. it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just think if you've been to Italy, or which I have had the great blessing to do that, it's unbelievable how the artwork and the sculpturing and everything is just, and that's, it's so God, it's so Catholic to celebrate the arts in that way. So
yes.
That's what's really neat of what you're doing, is that it's really an extension of the arts in terms of performing,
mm-hmm.
that is really kind of like animating God in a
yes.
sense. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Exactly. There's one thing I just like to clarify, though. People do not need to be Catholic
yes,
to audition.
Yes, I was going
to
ask you that. Yeah,
right,
of course. Yes.
Right. So there are people from all faiths. There are people who don't have faith. Mm-hmm. Everyone is welcome to come and audition and to participate with our group.
So that leads me to the next question. I know that you have, I want to ask how you audition. So why don't we go ahead and give the webpage now? We'll give it at the end too. But go ahead and give the webpage. So if someone wanted to find out more about Agape, or if they wanted to audition, how do mm-hmm. they go about doing that?
You just go to agapeshows.org. Agape is A-G-A-P-E, shows. SHOWS.org, and all of the information about our group and auditions and our upcoming shows are all on that webpage.
And actually, you're doing something new. You're going to be having some summer camps, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about that. How did that get started, and what's the plan for that?
Well, we are thrilled to be offering summer camps at Our Lady of the Greenwood. It'll be July 11th through the 15th and
okay.
the 18th through the 22nd.
Okay.
So it'll be a two-week camp. The morning will be for 8 to 12-year-olds, and they are going to produce the one-act play Treasure Island.
Oh, neat.
And the afternoon will be for teens, and it's just such a hilarious play. If you can imagine, it's the Zeus Odyssey.
Oh, cool.
So you've got Poseidon and Ajax and the Sirens and Penelope all speaking in the rhyming couplets of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, wow.
It is absolutely hilarious. So we wanted to have an opportunity for performers to really just have a good time and to work on their acting skills. During the year, so often we'll be doing musicals. And so, you know, the kids can really work on their performing skills. And with it being a two-week camp, we thought, you know, that's enough to really teach them something, but it's hopefully, you know, not going to, like a other
take
camp
up your
that
whole
would
summer.
Take up the whole summer. And we're thrilled that we've got two public performances. We will be at the amphitheater, the Greenwood Amphitheater.
Oh, neat.
So they'll get to do their show twice, you know, outside with the crowd. And I think getting that performance experience really helps to build the confidence and the it just really helps the young people to grow.
So generally speaking, And how much is the camp?
It's $200
okay.
for 2 weeks teaching. The morning camp is from 9 till 12 for the 8 to 12-year-olds. The afternoon camp is from 12:30 to 3:30.
Okay. So are they there? So there's two separate camps. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So then in general, when you're putting on a show, how much prep time is there? Like how many... What's the rehearsal time once you get the crew or the auditions completed, or what's the time frame, and then how long does the show normally run?
Well, typically we rehearse a show 10 to 12 weeks, which is a long rehearsal time, but we only rehearse two times a week typically.
Okay.
So there's some theater groups that rehearse more often and have a shorter rehearsal time, but we find that during the year it's worked well for us just to rehearse twice a week.
Okay.
For 10
so
to
it's,
12 weeks.
So it's not, you know, really super taxing, because I know in the shows I've been in, it just depends how it's laid out. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in, you know, grade school and high school, and so, but it was, you know, you were doing it almost every day, you know, for the rehearsals. But again, it just depends on how it's structured. So what has been, what do you hope people take away? What do you hope that the youth and the parents that are involved, what is your hope for them to take away from an experience like this? And then what's been your How has it impacted you?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the youth, we hope that they're going to grow in their teamwork, you know, in their patience and diligence, and of course in their creativity. It's the most rewarding thing for me as a director to go from audition to audition and see how the young people have grown. Oh my goodness, we had auditions last night, and young people that were scared and shy and sang softly a year or so ago are now booming out a song beautifully with great confidence. And that just means the world to me. I think when it comes to the parents, they are delighted to have a community where their children are accepted and treated with kindness and dignity. And just to have an opportunity where they're not just going to drop their young person off. Mm-hmm. Where they can be involved in it, and they can be actively working and creating memories with their young person. I know that means a great deal to the parents.
Now, do you have a favorite show that you've done so far? Which one was your favorite, and why was it your favorite?
I think of all the shows that we've done, my favorite would have to be Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. It's an extremely challenging show. And
I've never seen it. I really want to.
The music is very difficult, and the young people did an amazing job telling the story. And I think why that show is my favorite is that it shows the difference between one character who believes that God is praised best by following the letter of the law, but he has no love in his heart. Whereas the leading character lives by grace and generosity and forgiveness.
Wow. What a great way to end. Well, we're just about out of time. If you could go ahead and give that webpage again.
Of course. It's agapeshows.org. Agape is spelled A-G-A-P-E, shows, S-H-O-W-S.org.
So you can find out if you want to go to a show, or you can find out more information if you want to audition for a show.
Exactly.
Right?
And also, if you'd like to register for our summer camp, the registration is on our website as well.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. My guest has been Dr. Kathy Phipps. She's the founder and artistic director for Agape Performing Arts Company, a ministry of Our Lady of the Greenwood Catholic Church. Thank you so much for being my guest.
And thank you so much for having me here.
God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless to you too.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.